Rav Yehuda Dam Tavayu. Because Spina Mardo Ella Manle Tzai Zina. By Rav Dam Tavayu, I feel alive Alecha. Pagurish Baam. Amand Le Tzai Zina. Sarvam Bedin. The Tzai Zina. Lamalei. Loi Anisas. Must be the really nice. The con is loch. Amayla tevat lebedina. If he's talking about it, why are you writing him a dog behind his back? Take him straight to court. El Mai must be the nice, not really nice. And by Rosi Noth, the Lai Balecha, it says, Sinon Dina, Roy Lichter Belaina Maida, still writing Maida. Mazim, name Bez Mazum, Miyad, no Bez in right now, they can take him to court to stop the nice. Therefore, his only eitz is really to write him a Samael. It's not a raya from the fact that he's not taking him to court to stop the oinus, that there really is no oinus. Atheis over here is bothered. What case are we talking about over here? Because the Hamshach of the Gemara discusses that by Gittin and by Matana, it's Gilin Milsa Ba'alma. Says to us, Tavim, Medoi Dema, either Gittin de Matana, Gilin Milsa Ba'alma, the Vada Iwanis, Bishom Inyin, Shen Yochalov Le Bezdin. Because the Gemara Non Bey says, Medoi says, let's read the Gemara first, a couple of lines. I'm in a dog, call me dog. Like Sibbe, Anan, Edina, Bey, Bunsa, the plan you love my day. Unless they aid them right, they know the Ainis. There's a Shbam, Shainis Gomayesh, Loim Akun on his Ainis. You like us to be Hachil, El Stomach, us to play on my Lonish and Anas. Can we say it's not good, my dog?
What's Ainis Gomayesh?
What does Ainis Gomayesh mean? A full fledged Ainis.
Oh.
Maybe as opposed to, let's say, Unsa the Nafshay. Maybe he's an Aynes, but it's because of something he wants, he's an Aynes. There is an element, like the case of the Gemara at the end over there, who got rid of the Oslo, the Kach Isha, and he said, okay, you want me to marry you, you have to give me all your Nechassim. So the element of Aynes over there, he's giving all your Nechassim because it's an Aynes, but it's not an Aynes Gomer because no one told him to get married. So there is an element of Aynes, but it's not Aynes Gomer.
Does that make a difference in terms of
Tuvazab? Obviously, yeah. Okay. Obviously, yeah. That's what I'm saying. So, even if it's not true, that's what I'm saying. So, either way, it's not the game. Question. Unto the Napsh is not an Aynes. Because you guys don't understand of what's wrong. What? On the Memches of Tuvazab. Over there, you have that. The over there. Tov. I'm saying maybe that's me, maybe that's Ayn's gone me. Ayn's gone me is a fukay unto the nafshay. No? Mo's masking.
I don't know, I remember, but you sure take everything?
No, I wonder if you're masking that Ayn is gone could be la fukay unto the nafshay. That's what I want to know. I want your ask on, Mo.
I was more
not to remember the sugi now. The question is, can the words Ayn is gone be la fukay unto the nafshay? That's the only thing I'm asking now. Not if you remember the sugi, you don't remember the sugi. You're not committing yourself.
All right.
Umatana betel. One second.
The box changes it because if it was already done, then it shouldn't be given a da.
Maybe. If the get was written, if it's been bottled again, the get was already written, then I mean, that's not pasha because the Rishbam at the end, maybe sounds like he couldn't be about to look at after it's written. Or the, at the end of the Big Rishbam, the Ram says that Amanu bitl the kaidin ksiva elim ke bitl achra ksiva. Sounds like bitl achra ksiva. You couldn't be about to look at, which the Rishbam says mechagiz v'shayne, whether or not you can be about to look at the get itself. The Rishbam maybe is mashmi good, but. Okay, this Rishbam is not so clear. Okay, if we already have the Rishbam open, instead of getting, we shouldn't get lost in Tosis' question, but if we already open the Rishbam, let's talk about the Rishbam a little bit. Okay. So the question over here is, Fid Rishbam, what's this Gilin Milsa Balma business, and what is it doing for you? What is it doing for you? So he says, it's clear that you're an Aynus. It's clear that you're an Aynus. And Rishbam in the Hemshech says, Gilin Milsa Balma, Kloima, Harbi Bnei Adam Yuchlu Leida, On Sayyidchim Leinim Akab Mamim Tana, Beget, Zem, Shreis, Nemisa, Denichalei, Litna, midai de lomle lim samida, le nichle, vina nichle, le nichle litain, lomle litain get. Matana, albad de nanas, beget de matana, hilka fein tzarek lefarish einzai. Except it's not there with this vini, we'll see. But Akbam the Rabban saying, clearly, that ima matana get, so it is, it's a raya, the gila milsa, somehow is a raya that there was an itis. How he ties the words Gilin Milsa is very difficult. There's two places where the Rishbam discusses the words. Pasha, how do you read the words Gilin Milsa? So the Rishbam says, Gilin Milsa ba'almi, kalaymar, harbe b'nei adam yuchlu leina. A lot of people could know about it. I don't understand what that means. The point is, the side of the of what the Gemara is trying to say is, it's just, it's Gilin Milsa that it's a raya that is an itis. So it's just a raya. The site is, the bottom line is, we know for sure he's an Aynus. Yeah? What Aynus does, we'll see in a minute. But the point is, we have to know that he's an Aynus. So what's the fact that a lot of people could know about it? It's not really important that a lot of people could know about it. The point is just, we have a raya, it's a chacha, that is an Aynus. And you could say, it's a Gilin Milsa Balma, I would have read the Gemara, that he's just being Megaladas, that he's an Aynus. And we believe him because we have a right, he's telling the truth. It's just being Megal Das, he's an Aynus. Rishbam didn't say this, many people can know about it. And then further on he says, again, the second time he has five lines down the wide lines, Gilin Milsa Balma, Kleimar, another Kleimar, Dai Lanu, Gilin Milsa Balma. So here, it sounds like it's more like I was saying, that it's enough, Gilin Milsa Balma, it's enough, that's not me telling it to us. But Hashinan, no, but then he says, Gilin Milsa Balma, if you were to stop there, it's fine. But he doesn't say it either. Lechashinon in this Gilin Milsa Eloi. The Svarei Donis, Capricious. So, Lechashinon in this Gilin Milsa, we don't care if it's going to become known or not. So, Gilin Milsa Balma means you don't care if it's going to become known. If the Einus will be in this Gala, because we assume it was an Einus. So, again, what's the taicha words Gilin Milsa? Meaning, when he says the Tapa Shoah, I don't understand. That how people could know about it, why is that the point? That's not the point, a lot of people know about it. It's irrelevant that anybody knows about it. The point is, we have right, it's 99. So.
Maybe this is something with what you said is what is Mavato the actual.
It doesn't make a difference.
I mean, if it's not an actual, it's just the lack of Das Machna, and maybe the fact that people know it was forced shows that he didn't have Das Machna.
No, he's saying you don't need that. He's saying he's saying it's not Das Machna.
But maybe we won't.
He's saying it's not Das Machna. It's irrelevant. He's saying it. It's enough. He's saying it. So anyway, so again, the words Gilmos Balma is not clear to me in the Rishbam. Okay. So before we explain the Rishbam, how the Ainus is working together with the Maida, but Akbar the Rishbam is definitely saying you do need the Ainus. Okay, the Ainus is necessary over here. Yeah? Okay? The ayin is necessary. In the Meyayna argues, just get the two saw them out in the open right away. And the Meyayna, L'chayr, the Rambam, I only say L'chayr because the Shver Ramban over here, but L'chayr is not L'chayr. He says, we thought the ma'il give them a time to give most baal ma perish. Harehu magala daitoi. You listen to everybody say? The mesiras hamayda she'en a nice matan is ubenefesh chayitza. He's being magala das. He doesn't want to give it. Lo inichalei delikni. Harei hamatan betehel bakach. We don't mazvine etc. We like the Rishba. Yeah, because by mazvine we say maybe he's doing it because he needs the money, and afterwards he wants to be able to be chayza. But by matana we say, stam, he's being megal das, he doesn't want it. That's what gilim mos baalim means. And Meir is clear, you don't need an oinis. Even if there was no oinis, that's if it wasn't oinis. Api sheyidei sheyivod ha-davar, shedivrei oisim edosh, shemosim ne'edim, divrei shekerheim, and there was no oinis, it's irrelevant. You don't need the actual oinis. The actual oinis is not part of the way the medah works. The way the yisayidim medah is, that he's being megal das, that he doesn't want it, zel. That's what's mavatal the matana, and that's what's mavatal the get.
The Shvab says that shas ma'aser.
We'll get back to Shvab in a minute. The Rambam, yeah, the Rambam in two places. Okay, the Rambam in Kinyan Yud Gimel. Rambam in Yud Gimel. Says the Feirish, Medvar Murim. The other Rambam says, Rambam Alf Beis talks about my dog, they didn't have to know about the Ainus, etc. Medvar Murim, Meicher, Ibais of Shara. Abba Matana, Ib Machila, Mos Medoka, Matana, Abishane, Ainus, Hare Matana Betailo. Shane Hoch Matana, El Achagili Das Hanaisen. Shemaine Reitze, Bechali Boy, Lach Nice, Lachana, Makab Matana, Amichil Matana. Yeah? What does he say? Afal P, Shemaine Onus. Hare Hamatana Betela. Shemaine Hok Matana, Elach Gilad Dasa Nice. That's what Rambam says over here in Hilkas Mechira. In Hilkas Mechira, it's Beferish, right? In Hilkas Gerishin, what was Gerishin Yoni?
Something you test.
Hagvav?
Halacha you test.
You test? Very good. Paragvav you test. Chay Misham Ashnayim. Get Shani Kaisav Lishti. Listen carefully, everybody say. Get Shani Kaisav Lishti. Botalu. Because of Achakach, get Benos Nilo. Bifne Shnayim Achayir. Hareza get Botalu. Mizuim Mesiris Medal get. Does he say anything about Aynis?
No.
Say it again. Chay Misham El Shnayim. Get Shani Kaisa. You listening, Meyer? Get Shani Kaisa Lishti. Botol hu. Bekosav Achakach get Benosnala. Bifne Shnayim. Acherim. Hareza get Botol. Vizehu Mesiris Medal get. Does Ram say anything about Aynis? No. Okay, which passage means all the Meyayna. Now the Rambam, so the reason why I said before that the Chayr is clear in the Rambam is because the pelvic Rabban over here, which is Pasha drive me nuts. I don't do myself as Rabban. I'm Pasha. My mom is told me to do. I don't do. Rabban, Pasha. I don't know what to do myself. Haramayisha Sfari. Yeah, no, it's not a slur. Kasa. Shem, he's also Shem. He's also from Moshe's family. Shem Amar, Kol Geb, Sheechtoy, Mekam Ba'es, Rishon Lebatol, Reis Lebatol, Vizui Mesiris Meda Ala Geb. Vizeh Ba'de Efsher, Vizeh Ba'de Efsher, the Mestama. Now you see where I get it from. The Mestama Neima Onesu.
What?
Forget about the joke. Let's talk about it. V'zeh ba'de efshir, the mistama neima onusu.
Where'd you see that?
Avalim pirish, ain't I onus? Umavatul?
Lefi shitas like kasher k'divir Rav Shmuel. V'zeh ba'le efshir. The mistama name onesu. And Ram says you might forget. Mistama is an ayinus, like Ram said. Mistama is an ayinus. Avu and pirish. She ain't honest. The guy says, there's no ayinus here. I don't want this gerushin. For that reason, I'm doing it. Not the gay. I don't want this gerushin. Says the Ramban, but that's the Rambam. Vade efshir. Then Lufi Shita says it's kosher. Kedive a rabbi Shmuel. Now,
what's
in gerushin.
What's kosher? The Magot, the transaction.
Obviously.
Which one?
What?
Is the kosher or the transaction? The get
is kosher.
Mado's not good.
The get is kosher. You figure out second half. Okay? Now, in Gerishin, nu, halbatzara. What's a halbatzara about?
This doesn't.
Meyer. Agantiyar.
Nah.
Halbatzar means literally half a pain, but meaning nu, yeah? You can maybe get away with it. Because Ram doesn't say anything. He says, okay, he means it because the nuggets, yeah? We come to Hilchos Mechira, and the Gemara puts them together, by the way, right? Get a matana, right? We come to Mechira, and Hilchos Mechira, then Ram says the Farish, there is no nuggets. And Meyaina, yeah? The Ramban's Mechotin, the cousin. Also, it brings down the Rambam and says that the Rambam holds like him. Yeah? Because the Rambam holds like him because the Rambam, he doesn't go with the Rambam. But the footnote, they just mean the Rambam and Nechaz Mechira. But we could have the Rambam and Nechaz Gershon. So, this Ramban is very difficult to me, and I personally don't put myself in this Ramban. I push it that. He doesn't go with Rambam and Nechaz Mechira. Like, Meyena is not like the Rambam, right? Meyena is in favor of Meyena. The Rambam's on his side. Fine. Akapanim. So, in that camp, yeah, Pashtus, yeah, it's Meyena. And Meyena is in favor on that side. Pashtus, the Rambam. Meyena himself is the Rambam. That's we don't need a Nainus. Again, with a Nainus, that's the fact you're Meyena Mendel. He's saying you don't want it. It's enough. You don't need Ayinus. Ayinus doesn't play a role, Bukha. Okay? That's their Shita. Now, in the Rishbam, so the Rishbam, the Rishbam, they all learned that no, you do need an Ayinus. And it's just, we have a Chacha, that there was an Ayinus. Like, Gidim Matana, we have a Chacha, there's an Ayinus. Therefore, we don't have to know about the Ayinus. But that's we need the Ayinus.
It's contrary to Yono.
Yes, we need the Ayinus. Now, okay, in the Rajba, there seems to be a shy about that, but that won't go right now. I want to focus on the Rishbam now. Shy is what is really the function of the Ayinus, and how is Midah working, basically in the Rishbam? What is he cited in Midah? Now, the shayis of the Rishbam, yeah, is mashma that dushanim vatloi, right? Chematana, shenamak v'poyni onusani, tehebim v'tels. It sounds like he's being mevatloi, yeah? Suddenly, it's a bitl over here, which God, if we're talking about the Bach, right? The Bach says that not talking about the sounding is not talking about the get itself, right? What does he say? That loy beratza nafshi, that he's giving her the get. Yeah. Wait. Loy beratza not giving the get, and therefore what? Dushani mevatloi. So what's he being mevatl? Is he mevatl the nesina of the get? Is he mevatl the get itself? Am I matana? What's he being mevatl? So it's a bad, he says mevatl the nesina.
The kinyan. He says over here, ve'ini makna sobertzoni, teimu vatelas. That means there was a kinyan.
He's saying I'm being forced, and therefore I'm being mevatl. What am I being mevatl?
The makna.
Hey,
Huh?
The Makna, the Kenyan.
He doesn't say that. He doesn't say it beferish.
We need Makna Sabritsa.
Well, I'm not to my Matana, I'm to my Beget. I'm to my Beget, I ask Beget. Can we arrive from Matana to get?
Well, if by my if my tani is Magi is Mavato the Kenyan, like Beget is also like Mavato the
Maybe not the get. So Yoni, Yoni Mamish came through over here, and Yoni took the effort and went back to the beginning of his sugya to Rishbam. Now, at the one time we read the Rishbam, we obviously didn't know what he was talking about. Then he went back and read the Rishbam. So let's go back and read the Rishbam. In the beginning of the sugya, V'chei Medo HaFinish Nayim. The Rishbam really talks about Medo. What does the Rishbam say over there? Let's read it, the right side. Nishan su limcha v'lita in eshaloi, bal karachai, v'lich lev shtar mechira, oi matana, שמחיר מתנה פני עדן, צריך להידיע קייטן לכן, לשני עדן ולאי מדו לכם, שמחיר זו, המתון הזו, שעשת זו, שאני רואה את הלעס על הפלאי נשלה ברצה נפשי עשה, כי אינסני, מכרחני, ולקרחי, ולא יממש פעיסה שטר, שעשה. והיה נלוח את הבן לידין, ואמרה לשטר רב ומייכו, שמסרתי מדולף נכם כבר שנעשה שטר, ודווקא אני מקסיב את זה שטר, ואחרי כן, אין מדוע שלו בכלום. So there's a little bit of a difficulty. He says, "Achiksiv is a star ein emedar klum." Sounds like even after it was written, it's ein klum. But he says, though, "Al achrikain." Yeah, why? Dimkain kol shor shabaylon after yad charot v'nimseru b'kashrus yov l'paislam. So it's not clear to me when he said that after you wrote it, you can't be ma'is meida. Does that mean that you can't be mevatel the star then?
There's no sense.
One second. We don't let you be mevatel the star because once it's given, then you'll be mevatel even after that. Goofy meant you can't be mevatel it once it was given. So that's not so clear. Back upon him, but what's clear in the Rishbam is, it's not clear what you can do. Yeah, what is clear though, what you are doing in Maidah, okay, the classic case of Maidah is you be Maidah before the star is written, and you're being ma'is medah, he's saying that you're being mevatel the shtar.
What does that mean?
You're being mevatel the shtar. That's what he says. He says you're being mevatel the get, and you're mevatel shtar matana. We're talking about shtar matana over here, he says. We're not talking about kinyan mashicha, that the one was hacking this morning. That's not what the Rishbam says over here. He says we're talking about a shtar. We're not making a kimta in the Rishbam and on the bays. They're talking about a shtar mechira. The Rishbam himself made that a kimta on Amman Aleph. This is what Yoni brings to the table for us today. This is the only present to us in the sugya. No, Bemet, because I partially forgot about that Rishbam, and Yoni brought that Rishbam back to life. Yes, Ari.
Why does this lashon mean bedafka that he's mean about the star? Maybe just saying that since
he says it, that's why.
No, because
that doesn't mean.
No,
it.
He says loya. He says loya mamish star. That could.
There shouldn't be anything. The star shouldn't. The star should be worthless.
Why is that? Should be the star. Why can't
lo ye, the won't be the star will be worthless. Lo yihye mamish oyser star. That star will be worthless. That's
meaning,
what he said.
If it's coming from Vatel the Kenyan, that Lashon just
you know, works. No, it doesn't.
Why not?
No, it doesn't.
If there's no Kenyan. The star is going to be worthless.
That's not what he says.
Why can't?
That's not what he says. First of all, at the beginning he talks about writing the star. Then he says they forced me to write the star.
Okay. There's a star here against him. That's the whole problem. There's a star right here.
But lo yeh mamish.
He's saying the star is nothing because there's no kinyan. He could just easily be saying that.
What? Why
did he add that?
Maran
the
star.
Where?
They're rooting the star.
Tavan lebedino, maran the star.
Being his plum here.
Maran le shtara. What?
His problem is they're taking it to best. Look, you already.
Maran le shtara.
He's saying the star's meaningless. There's no kinyan. I don't see why here this has to be talking about daft like he's mavat le shtar. He's trying. The star is the problem here in a chanami. That this Rashbam could just be saying.
Okay, I think that Mashmoyes and Amalav is mavat le shtar. Although on Bays, so. So I would have said that on Bez also something about it's a bitl of the get. Vechemat nasim nizepen los matan. Vechemat tana shani machna pliny. Honestly, veini machna isibrit signi. Tehem vutelas. So it should not. When he says about on Bez matan, it sounds not like that. The whole time I was masking it. On Bez by matan, it sounds like he's going to vatel the matana, not the shtar. which could mean that everything's taking place even after shtar was written. It's not a geir shtar. A geir is he being meis nida on a bittul of the akna. Yeah.
The Rashbam, the Hemshchel of the Rashbam, Nimrod Aleph, when he's talking about me being the vatal of the dog, he says that we're talking about a case where.
Had never seen a bit of my dog with wide lines.
Yeah.
No.
So over there he's referring to.
Ma'at like toil on my dog, kimuch berachin. What do you see? Ma'at he bit on my dog. What do you see?
My bechira en matan.
So what? So. Whatever, there's a concept of my dog by Mechira is my concept of Martana. There's a bit low of the Maida. It doesn't make a difference what my dog is. Now, okay, so there's a point which maybe is not so clear. Iris says it is clear, fine. But the point is, he's Mavatl. He says he's Mavatl. He's Mavatl. Now, the Asim Lashon that the Rambam talked about being Mavatl. Yeah, sounds like that we're not talking about samagili das. Yeah, samagili das. There's no das makna. Yeah, which is more the lashon of ben yaina. Punkt happens to talk about ayin is, but lashon ben yaina is that he's just been megal das that he doesn't want it. So there's no das makna. That's all it is. No bittul, no chalais bittul. And that them is in the Lashon of the Ramban in the Machamis, even not in the part that I did tell you to see. The Hemshech of the Ramban, he writes, Misham Estan, Eitel Moshin, of course, like washing him might work. He's just being megal das. Oh, the chayim bedin in the eyes of Hodes Tafnun Zayin, the top line. The chayim bedin. Yeah. Nushman zvin the chimasim might da batli zvini. The chayim bedin. The goli daite the legomer makni. Yeah. Very simple. Goli daite the legomer makni. That's how my dough works. It's not megili das. Yeah? That he's legomer makni. Okay? That sounds like it's not megili das ba'alma. There's no das makni. That's the of my dough. And the truth is, I think the Ramban Chedushim as well. There's a gemash like that. We'll see soon. Reb Shimon Shkop has a tzad not like that, and that he bets him is more night than the other way. Okay, he says that no, my da, the yisrael of my da is that there's a bittul. You're being mavatul the ger kedushin matana whatever it is that you're being meis my da on. Yeah, I can get also deep and vital deep, but like, you know, it's a bit though. It's not just that you just be megala das, that there's no das makna. Yeah? Be megala das, there's no das makna.
You're saying this in the Muhammad?
What?
Rabbi Shimon Shabbos saying this in the Muhammad?
No, he doesn't quote the Muhammad. Rabbi Shimon has a piece here.
He's taking sides on Mechalik Yisrael?
He's not, first of all, Rabbi Shimon Shabbos, and then he'll say Mechalik Yisrael. He doesn't discuss any Mishayim. He's discussing the Sugya. He clears the Shayim on his own. All by himself. Okay?
Okay. I don't know.
Rav Shimon Shkop, it says, Yesh Lahavin Ikra Shel Meida Mai. Clara's a Chachira. Okay? Is it Legalis and Indian, Shemash Aizach, Enem Barat and Muchlet? Or Maisib if the answer is Saisib Ikra Samais Lahakach? He says, oh, he says, Nafkamina, what will be Nafkamina? He says, Nafkamina Dina, he says. Let's say the Meida was done in an eifin of Gilui Das, where it wasn't beferish, it wasn't explicit. Okay? Yeah, an eifin of Meida, whatever the case is, I'll leave it to Ari's fertile imagination, I'll figure out a case for us. Would he have a mysterious Meida where it's not explicit?
What does that mean, it's not explicit?
You didn't say beferish. I'm being mavatal. What should we call it?
Let's say the get was more but the get was.
Okay. The mysterious meida was not was done in Ivan Gili Das. Your Megala Das that's
say,
that's right.
You just not you say it's like I'm being forced. That's it.
But the get was given.
Obviously, you gave the get afterwards. She's like this. The Gemara says. See if it's just a shaila of the Megala Das. It doesn't make a difference how it's done. Any Gili Das that there's no Gili, any Gili Das that there's no Das is going to be a Meida. But if it's a need a Mais, it's a Mais a Bittel, then he says, he's just like, by get Gili Das doesn't help, I'm going to be Batel the Shliach. Gili Das doesn't help, Kitzer, you need a just knows, you did something which shows that they don't want him to give the get, whatever it is, in case the Gemara is over there. So I'm here also. Now, so he has a problem to say, which is according to Pashim Shad, that you're Stam, be Megal, that Stam, be Megal Das, that there's no Das, right? He has a problem with that, because there's a concept, a call, you be Mavatel, the Meida. Right? There's also a bit of my God. There's Rambam talks about all the place that they make them do. They write a get. Right? They make the person that to battle all the my dogs. Yeah, to battle all the my dogs. So the Rishon has the kasha might be mochach, but the kasha is a kasha anyway. Yeah. In fact, Rishon, if we say that Maida is just Migal Das that you're not doing it Leib Shalim and Cain, so how does it help
to force him
to be Mevatel? You're forcing him, yeah, because you're forcing him get, right? So you're forcing him to Mevatel his Maida,
which is
but Saif Lasaif, he was Migal Das, he doesn't have Das, so you can't force him to change his Das. Right, you can force him to mevatel the meida. Yeah, you can force him to say the words mevatel the meida. But if the meida was just a gila of his das, that he doesn't really want to get. Yeah, he's not giving a gebalei shalim. Then what is the hell?
One second.
If you say meida is matamad shtar, not the garish in itself.
Yeah, you mentioned about the star. The star Meida.
But if you say the star doesn't make a difference. If the Meida, if there's a Gili, if there was a Gili, it doesn't want it, then there's a Gili. Who cares about the star?
Now he does want it. So you mevatel what he said before, now he does want it. What's the problem?
Maisi doesn't really want it. Maisi doesn't want it.
He didn't, and now he does.
He doesn't.
Why?
Okay. I said. Because Maisi is being forced, so he doesn't really want.
That's your worst on you.
So I said, Kasha might be but the Kasha. And Elmai causes Kasha. Rishim is Machiach. Rishad is that Maida is a Maisi Bittel of the Gerish or whatever it is. So Meila, just like you could make the Maida, so also the Mat Libur, you could Mimakal the Maida. Yeah?
Why is the Mar bringing Gilad?
Gil and Milsa.
You need both.
One second. Gil and Milsa, just to know there's an Ainus. If there's a Bam. Know there's an Ainus. We're not discussing what role the Ainus does.
But I'm saying what we're playing now is what is the essence of Maida? What is mamish the essence of Maida? Is Maida, it's just me being Megala Das? The Gila Das is not the same Gila Das being Megala that I want. Is it just that I'm showing that I don't want it? Bottom line, just we know now that I don't want it. Maybe we know there's no Das Machina. That's how it works? Or no? There's some svar that I'm being Mavato. I'm being Mavato the future Maisa. Maida has a kayak, there's a bitla, I'm being Mavato the Maisa. Not just I'm being Megala, there's no Das Machina. I'm being Mavato the Maisa. So one thing, if you're being Mavato the Maisa, then it says Rav Shimon, we can understand why it's Shaykh a bitl of the bitl. Meaning, the Maida is a bitl of the Maisa, just like I'm Mavato the Maisa, I'm doing something with Mavato the Maisa, I can also be Mavato that bitl as well.
How does bitl work?
Back to the Rishbam. The Rishbam L'chayr is mashma more like Rav Shimon. Again, the Rishbam is meforish, not like that. The Meyayna is kamat meforish, not like that. Yeah, the Rishbam I think maybe might be mashma like Rav Shimon, because the Rishbam talks about being mevato. Yeah, the Rishbam talks about being mevato. In both places, wherever he talks about, before by get also he said, what did he say? Do shani mevatlo. So whatever it is being mevatlo, is mevatlo the get, or whether it's being mevatlo the gerishin, the ma'isa, and by matano, whether it's being mevatlo the shtar, whether it's being mevatlo the nesina. But there's the concept of bitl. He's being mevatlo something. Ain matno is at hey mevuteles. It should be bottle. He doesn't just say that. I'm just showing his all that's machten. He sounds like he's saying that he's being mevatla. A little bit of mashma is the Rishbam is mashma that he's being mevatla. Yeah, he says shani mevatla bagerish yifosh for sure. He says shani mevatla b'fneichem. He doesn't just say that I'm being megal das that I don't want it. Yeah, or being megal das is an einis. Yeah, he's ani mevatla. Right, so that lashon to me sounds more like the camp of Shimon, ani mevatana. Okay, tehemuvutelis, right? Any matna is the betzayin vite what? Shani matna funny. Any matna tehemuvutelis. So that sounds more like Rav Shimon. Hakapanim. But what I want to know is like this. Medas the Rishbam. Okay? The Rishbam says that there has to be an ayinus. Yahweh is the main ayinus. Yahweh is the Rambam. And so there has to be an ayinus. But yet, so then it's a question now, what are these two things? What is this that he's been mevatlet? And what is ayinus? Does ayinus work by itself? Is the ayinus mevatlet? Or is it the bitlet mevatlet? If it's a bitlet mevatlet, what do you need ayinus for? What do you need ayinus for? If he's been mevatlet, if my da says that there's a word of bitl, yeah, if that's how we're going, so what role does the ayinus play? Okay. Now the Rishbam, so Chayyim, the Rishbam himself answers this. The Rishbam himself answers this at the end. Okay, the Rishbam in the Hemshuch he answers this. How does he answer this? And this the Rabban discusses as well. Yeah, let's fast forward a little bit. V'daf medash yesh ba'ayinus. Yeah, three wide lines down into the wide lines. V'daf medash yesh ba'ayinus. Al b'lay ayinus itayin v'yamah. Get she'eseh lo yehe get ein zeh bitl. Why? Abloy Ainis, Itoin Vama, get your essen. Here he talks about get your essen. Loye get. Here you guys, sounds like the get wasn't written yet. Right? Get your essen. I'm saying back to the Bach, but Bach sounds like the issue was the get was written. Yeah?
Right.
And he changed the gears. What?
Yeah, that's why he changed the gears.
Who? Bach. It doesn't change over here.
No, it hasn't been written. The gears that we had was already written. He changed it.
And he doesn't change it to, if I had to change the Gersa before, I would have said, like you said before, you asked before, right? The problem was written already. So I would have said, instead of changing that it was written, he would say, I would just change, blame it in Apshi, Hassan, or whatever. Not that.
He changed it to it wasn't written before.
No, he doesn't. He just said he changed it to the giving it, the giving it again. He changed it to the giving it again, which could be the get was written, but he's handling the giving it again. I'm saying there's Bam and Bam on the bottom is Mashma. We're handling the writing it again, and the get wasn't written yet. So I would have just made a small change if I had to go around changing which bombs if I was playing guys father, and I would have said I would have just written instead of a sisi I would say essa, whatever. I figured out as about to do, you know, the dicta, how to figure that out. But based on the Shbam, the Bam. Okay, so that's not the major issue over here. But again, says the Shbam. Okay, what? Why do you need nightness? So what does he say? Ain ze bito. Why? The chibin loy nenas klal anan sadi the gomer bliboy b'shas ma'is la'asayis ha'ge gomer. Loy mahani ve bito the kaidim k'siva elam kein bitloy acha k'siva. Okay, this Rambam needs to be dealt with. That line, which you can figure already, is mitzayin. Okay? But what is Rambam saying? That why do you need einus? Is it, if there's no einus, then it's an outside. This is Rambam speaks out very clearly this far of the Rambam. That the chat is that if you're ma'isim ridah, so not that you're really an einus. So yesterday you said the get that I'm going to write tomorrow should be batal. Then you go ahead and you tell the Zayfrim, you tell the Eidim, Rabbi, go write me a get. So obviously you change your mind. Obviously you change your mind. Or as the Rabban says, also did batal dibur. Yesterday you said that should be batal. Today you're saying today be batal, also did batal dibur. Also dibur, I'm about to dibur. Yeah.
What's that?
Yeah. What is that? That pork is cheap. We did something like a dibur, which nothing happened except your dibur. Then you can be about to your dibur. Your second dibur can be about to the first dibur. Let me go with the second dibur. Say you change your mind. Nothing. In other words, a ma'isa. If you did a ma'isa, then the dibur can't be vatal ma'isa. That's negated by Kalim. You know, by things that became was yerli to masla. The ma'isa became a kli. You can't vatal it with a dibur. As soon as there by Ghana, and now the iris that comes in over there. Huh? Remember Kalim.
To Kalim again.
What?
To Kalim again.
Say it. I want to. Anyway, but the point is, Rabban saying, also about Dibur, yeah? Mashayn came, yeah? Mashayn gives their Ainus. So then, the Ainus tells me, that no, the Ainus explains to me that when I went ahead and I told the guy to write it, it doesn't necessarily mean that I'm changing my mind. The Ainus is just megala to me that what I said later, I'm not really changing my mind. I'm keeping my first statement. When I said I want to be bottled together with Matana, that's really my position. And I'm not changing my mind. Right? Why? How do I know that? Because I'm an Ainus. Because otherwise, the Rambam says, an Ansadi. Yeah, Kimloy Nenis Klal, an Ansadi, the Gom Beliboy, the Shas Maisa, last I said, get. Come and believe by Bishas Maizel said to get. He really wanted to get. Otherwise, why go for why is he writing to get? If there's no Ainus. Elamai. But if there's an Ainus, and we say Gufa, the Mois Meida, it must be that the Taka was an Ainus. You know, we don't know the Ainus. We assume there's an Ainus. Once we assume there's an Ainus, then we'll say that when he wrote to get, he Taka didn't mean to write it. And the original, he wasn't Mavato. Kind of just noticing, before we talk about Rabbi Shimon, is it a Bittel, is it just Gilad Das? So she took a main mash with the other Rishbam, not like Rabbi Shimon, more like the Rambam. He says, the Chim of the Loy Nen is Klal,
And not sahadi, the gomer bleiboy b'shas ma'is la'asayis to get gomer. The gemir is das. Because he doesn't say that, like Ramban, everything turned over on its head, that he's been mabatal his first dibur by telling the, by asking for the get. He just says, because now, when there's no oneness, we say this gemir is das. It sounds like, what's that? It sounds like the issue is gemir is das. The Meidah says there's no gemir is das. Yeah? But when he turns around after writing the Meidah, in a case where there's no oneness, if Louis said there was no oneness, yeah, then he says there is Gemir Zas. Smash, but the whole problem was lack of Gemir Zas, and now the fact that he's going through it shows there is Gemir Zas. Okay, so I'm a little bit confused, Das Rishbam, does he hold Gav Shimon or not? But the bottom line is, okay, that what the role does the oneness have in Maidah, where according to Rishbam, we need oneness, right? Not like a Benyayin and the Ram, we don't need oneness. Yeah? We do need oneness. What role does it play? Because otherwise, if not for the oneness, then I say that when push comes to shove, he really wants it. At the end of the day, he wants it. So if we know, yeah? We know there was no oneness. He claims there was an oneness, but Lysa, it's his barer, yeah? There was no oneness. We did all the detective work, and mice, there was no oneness. The guy just made it up. Stop. Yeah. So what's gonna be the din? If he's the Rishbam, says the Rishbam, it's gonna be a good get. It's gonna be a good matana. Why? Yeah, he said before he doesn't want it. Teretz is, but now he changed his mind. Okay. So, what does the oneness do for us? The oneness just gives us an understanding what's behind this guy that we said, even though it seems he's changing his mind, we say, no, he's being forward, that's why he's going through with it. But Batsam, the position that he maintained in the beginning, and the Mesir, I did the Mesir's Medah, that he wants to, that he doesn't want to get, yeah? Or the problem again? That position is his position, even though he's going through with the writing again, and the writing of the giving of the whatever it is that we're handling over here. That's what the Rishbam says. So it's bad. It's not the oinus. The point I'm trying to make is, it's not the oinus that's mabakal the get. Yeah? It's not the existence of the oinus that's mabakal the get. It's the maidah that's mabakal the get. And the oinus is just a chetimtza that we shouldn't say that he's chayzer from the maidah. Okay? It's very important, this understanding. Because, for example, the Tzais and the Nesivis, Uludel Achrainim, ask the Kasha. Okay? Interesting Kasha. They say, the Rambam says, you need both Maidah and Oinus. Right? The Rambam and Ben Yair say, no, all you need is Maidah. So, in fact, the Tzais, we all know, the Rambam told us, we discussed it, the thing called Bittul Maidah. That's what they do in every get. They've done the force again. They're making me mad all the Maidahs. The thing called Bittul Maidah. What does that do? It's a mad all the Maidah. Yeah? But, if the pshat is that there's always the ayin is there anyway, so fine. So the Bittul of the Maidah did exactly that. It was mabatal of Maidah. But if Ayidei the Mesiris Maidah, we believe the guy that there was an oinus, then the fact that there was an oinus should be mabatal of the get. The fact that the get on a tana was forced, that itself should be mabatal of the get. So Dalmach of the Maidah. Dalmach of the Maidah. We believe him that there was an oinus, that he was coerced. If he's forced, then there's no ma'isa. The ma'isa is not blindness. The ma'isa is blindness. It's nothing. So how it affects the ties? How does it help? Bittul of Maidah. If submission of the Rambam that Maidah does not need blindness. So all Maidah works on its own.
So if you mevatel the meida, then there's no meida. You mevatel the meida, so there's no meida. So meida again, matana, whatever it is, mechir is a good mechir. Yeah. But if you hold that every meida needs with it an anainis, according to Rishbam, and the meida by that Gemara says by meida. By giving matan and child, because then we believe that it was an ayinus. So what does it help? Akvam has to be an ayinus. So what does it help? What does it help? In matan l'mayda, in matan l'mayda, if it's not l'mayda, but ma'is is an ayinus. We know this thing was done by ayinus. We know it was done by ayinus. Then l'chayr it doesn't work. Yeah. Oh, so the answer is according to what we just said that. The function of the ainis, yeah, was just the function of the ainis was just to tell us that although he seems to be going through with it, yeah, that's not a bitul of the meida, right? What's mevatel to get matana mecher is not the ainis. What's mevatel is the meida. So once mevatel the meida, then there was and the ayinus was just to make sure that to give us an explanation why is he going through with it? Why is he going through with it?
He's still the meida. You still have the lack of meida, so it doesn't help that you.
What?
Even though the ayinus just say he thinks of the meida, it's not going to help in this case because you still don't have the meida.
One second, exactly. What do you mean? But now the mevatel the meida. One second. Now the mevatel the meida. So we have no meida. So now the question is, can ayinus alone, one second, can ayinus alone be mevatel?
Or not?
What?
Or not. But the Rashi wants to say, you need a mudah to be mevatel.
Oh, that's an answer to his kasha. But, you know, still there's a mock in over here, right? Because, if we taka believe there was an ayinus, yeah? We believe this is done by Karachai, yeah? So, why taka not? Why shouldn't ayinus work by itself? You know, we see in the Rishbam what's mevatlet is the meida. We see in the Rishbam what's mevatlet the loshon Rishbam is in mevatlet. Yeah, and the Rishbam says very clearly that the function of the ayinus is just to tell us he's not going to be mevatlet and he's not playing games. Yeah, and you know he's taka be mevatlet, and even though he's going through with it, he's only doing it because he's under duress. Yeah. The question is though, but Chayr Ma'aseh is done behind this. If it's taka behind this, it's not like Mecher where we say that, yeah, okay, he's, you know, he wants to get the money, or whatever, so he's really masking. If it's taka behind this, then why should that be enough of a start of the battle? There's still a Malcolm Ian in the Tzaddik's question.
Is it Dacha by
what?
Is this Dacha by get?
Yeah, but anything.
Because by get, you're
just saying
Kirkman or something.
No, by get.
I mean,
there's still
to say.
No, but the Ainus is not the Ainus of Bezdin, where Kirkman is right. The Ainus means not someone's forcing to give him a wife. I don't know. Someone wants to marry his wife. I don't know.
So now Bezdin's being vatal that mother because they're saying that mother, we're forcing you now. That we don't want you to use that mother to get rid of us forcing you. And now he's brought on you.
Again, this is what he said 20 minutes ago. Thank you. But there's nothing to talk about right now. There's nothing we're doing right now. Yeah, you have to get it. Okay, so Ari, you got it. Even though, you know, I ignored you. Okay, it's good. You overrode it. And you got it. Okay, very good. You got it.
Okay.
Now, okay, so that's Ahara. Still, but as far as the balance are, it's clear that that's not enough to move up with over here. Okay? Now it's interesting that the Nesivis, and you mean on the bottom, the Baruch Tam also is a guy on the Tzitz. He wants to answer the Kasha is like this. He wants to say that maybe the Ainis, do you have a riot that was an Ainis? Yeah? Otherwise, why is it doing? Why is it going through with it? So, right, it's an Ainis. Now, the question is really, So it's right into nines. Yeah? Question is, what type of itis? Is it nines gobbler? Or is that nines gobbler? Is it an apshay? What kind of itis? Is it necessarily an itis that has the power to vatal? In other words, when we ask this out, Karchi must be, he's doing this under duress, right? Some type of force is over here, yeah? Otherwise, why is he going through with it? He has some cheshvin, yeah? Yeah? There is something behind it. Who says an ayinus? That's a real ayinus. Like more in the story later, the guy with the wife. That is his own, she wants to marry him, she gives him all his money, yeah? So when he makes a shtar to give all his money, it's under duress. The question is that the rest enough that's going to mevatel get. So it's up to the sivis that's why you need the medah as well. So the reason why you need medah and the ayinus, so the ayinus alone is not enough necessarily to mevatel get. Even though we know we're about to get mechir and matana, whatever it is, yeah. But even though we know that you're nines, taka. We know you're nines, yeah. We know you're nines, but he's about the meita, but still he's left with the ayinus. Who said the ayinus alone? Right? Who said the ayinus alone? Is he not the mevatel get? Kusai says, okay, you got rid of the meidah, we have an ayinus. Who's the ayinus I'm talking about? Is an ayinus enough to mevatel get? Or whatever it is I'm talking about. So Elamai, normally, that's why you need a meidah also. That's why you need a meidah also.
So Ryan, the onus was that type of onus?
No. So now you want to know why you need ayinus, b'chah. If that's how these two things work together. Again, when Zimri says you need both. You need the ayinus and the meidah together. We'll tell you, okay? Okay? And therefore, either you mark on the meidah, the ayinus alone might not be good enough. Oh, so it's not bothering me. And the Zimri is in the Barakam. So what's this challenge over here? What's this mixture of the ayinus? Yeah, an ayinus which is not even doing a good ayinus with the meidah. How are these two things working together? Yeah, they tell me, okay, you knock out one, you don't have, you know, the other one alone is not enough. It's fine. If I wasn't copying b'chal, some other, if it's not an ayinus, then it's nothing. So then it's just the meidah. So what's the, why do I need the ayinus for? Why do I need the ayinus? What they say? It's a nice words, but like, how does it work? What is it? What's the svara? Oh, so the God of the land wanted to say svara. Apparently, it was based on some svaras that was happening around in the morning. That he had a tzad to say that maybe the reason why the Rishbam, back to the original question, why he died is. The Rishbam, I think, is very clear why he died is. You don't need other svaras. The Rishbam says very clearly why he died is. But that maybe it's not your ayinus is because otherwise medah is not serious. Yeah? If not for the fact that this taka ayinus, then that's really the medah that does it. Yeah? As far as I say. Yeah? The ayinus makes it that we take you seriously. Otherwise, maybe stop saying you don't really mean it. If it's takanaynis, then we have reason to believe that you're talking about. That was svara they wanted to suggest, independent of this mesivis and brachtam. So then, when we talked about the brachtam, I told my kasha says, "Oh, according to that svara, maybe it's good. We can understand the mesivis at least. Why? Because if the whole point of the ayinus is that we should take the meidah seriously, yeah, so then it could be that we don't need a real ayinus. That's the chab.
Whereas if the einis is what's mevatelid, then it has to be einis gomer. Yeah? It has to be einis gomer. But if it's not the einis that's being mevatelid, yeah? It's really the medah that's being mevatelid. The einis is just a chetimtza that we should take medah seriously. So then, it could be any einis. Even an einis gomer would be enough for us to take the medah seriously.
Because side by side, you're under the dress. Either it's under the nafshe. Yeah. So you want to marry this woman, and that's why you want to give it to her. Side by side, you're buying this. Side by side, you're belachas. Side by side, you're doing it under the dress. Yeah. So maybe, but you might see your ma'aseh medah. You think you don't want it, right? Elmai, we take you seriously. Yeah, because we see that we have reason
why you wouldn't want to do it. Yeah. So Ken Zayin, that's kind of semel. Once you're about to the meidah, once you do the vitamin meidah, now there's no meidah. So you know you have an einus. The einus alone is not a reason. It's not enough of a reason to mevatel the kinyan, whatever it is. Because the einus was just a chim to take the meidah seriously. That's the sivus teres and teres kasha. The evil Rambam says you need there has to be an einus, but that einus is not necessarily a full fledged einus. Male wants him to the meidah, so even though you left with an einus, but that einus is not enough to mevato, and therefore the bittul meidah works.